This is JFM Podcast.
Land issues has actually been some of the major issues faced in Nigeria over the years, coupled with the fact that some persons are still not ready for some of the changes that might be coming very soon. To talk about these reforms we have made in last retreat that was held in Abuja for various commissioners around the state, and that was with the federal government, and new acts we are still actually implemented, and some of them have never been on the plateau before. You get to know some of these reforms as we get into the topic of discussion this morning. But before then, well, talk about some of the important issues happening, you know, in Nigeria today. I think the NLC is still insisting on a strike after what the president said last week. That is how it actually is. And it seems the Joe Ajaero-led NLC side, are not ready to bring down, you know, bring down the tools completely to discuss for the president. Though the president expressed his pleasure in the NLC, saying 4 strikes in 9 months of his governance as president of the country is unfair to his administration, and promised not to back down on the present reforms he has actually taken. Okay, to get back into the topic which we'll be talking about much later. Oh, sorry, before then, over the weekend we saw, the burial ceremony or the burial rite of the late APC spokesman, that's Sylvanus Namang, who passed on a few weeks ago, just at a store in Pangshin. And of course, the governor was there to grace that occasion. And the governor said, he condemned the killing of the Plateau political stakeholder. Before then, Sylvanus Namang was a zonal director with the Federal Corporation of Nigeria, which he retired from. And of course, he was the general manager of Plateau Printing Press, I think in the administration of Governor Simon Bakola Long. We'll wish him the best wherever he will be, and of course, may his soul rest in peace at the same time.
Amen to that. Today is definitely the 4th of March 2024, and this is Let's Talk on the Morning JJ 101.9 FM. Richard had initially introduced our topic for today, and now delving right into the issue. Plateau State Ministry of Lands, Survey and Town Planning has reiterated the need for citizens and indigents to get their complete and required documents so that they do not lose the properties that they currently own. Joining us to have this conversation this morning is the Surveyor General, Ministry of Land, Survey and Town Planning, Surveyor Sati Tagui Sunday. Good morning and thank you for joining us.
Yeah, good morning, listeners.
All right. And also joining us this morning is the Commissioner for Land Survey and Town Planning, Honorable Peter Agai.
Good morning, the good people of Plateau State. Good morning.
You were here a certain time, I think, early January. You were here in January. Yes. And it's so good to have you again once in this place.
Thank you.
All right. Let's talk about, the retreat that went down sometimes last week in Abuja. Let's begin with that before we get into Plateau State quickly. We learned there were some certain changes and some policies were brought in, and some of them have never been on the plateau before. Can we just go through some of those reforms some of the activities that went down or discussions in that very retreat?
Thank you very much, the presenter. Let me use this opportunity to condole with the family of the Namangs over the loss of their beloved father, uncle, and also the breadwinner of the family. I pray that God will give them the heart and to bear the loss. On the 22nd to 25th, we were locked in Abuja in Excel Resort to deliberate on ways to reposition the Ministry of Land Survey and Town Planning for efficiency and revenue generation. Why efficiency? Efficiency is required for the ministry to move to where it's supposed to be. The last time I was here, you recall I spoke about a GIS that was almost moribund.
Yes.
And the fact that some of the processes we made on ground were too slow. And I told you the efforts that we are making that time and we're still making, and the efforts that we have made. For example, on the issue of signatures of the governor, you recall I made a promise that we'll digitize the signatures so that we'll have a seamless signing of certificates of occupancies. And that we have done. And it will interest you to know that between that time and now, we have signed 1,200 certificates of occupancy.
Wow.
So efficiency is key. We want to reduce the timeline for processing of certificate of occupancy. Unlike before, that used to take 5 to 10 years. For now, I think the best we have gotten is 4 months for you to receive your certificate of occupancy. And then for right of occupancy, I think we've been able to make it within 3 months.
Hmm.
And I think this is a big achievement. So for efficiency, is work in progress. We'll continue to do that. And for revenue generation, indeed, the government needs revenue to be able to do some of the laudable projects. The Ministry of Lands and Survey, I met a target of 1 billion. By the grace of God, I have given myself a target.
Hmm.
And I'm working towards that. And if I'm able to raise 1.5 billion for this year, with the numerous reforms that we have, based on what we discussed in the retreat, I'm very sure that by the grace of God, we'll be able to meet up with that target. So briefly, we discussed about leadership, and you know leadership is key.
Mm.
Yes,
you need
is.
To have a leader to drive the process. And
that's
I thank
true.
God, at least for the first time on the plateau, we've seen a governor who has connected with the people, a governor who is willing to listen to the people, a governor who is willing to bend backwards to see that things work for Plateau State. And for us, we have no choice than to key to what the governor is doing. So we spoke about leadership. How do we imbibe these leadership qualities at all levels within the ministry to ensure that at least we're able to move forward? We also discussed about systematic title registration. We brought a very erudite a resource person, so Malandi Umar Kura. Malandi was the one who drove the process in Kano. And Kano is a reference point as far as systematic title registration is concerned. And the essence of this is that people usually come to the ministry to apply for certificate of occupancy. But we say, no, let us go to the people and meet them and make things easy for them so that they will have their certificate of occupancy. And when we do that, one, we will increase... we'll capture more houses. People will be able to have titles. And once you have title, we're putting money in your hands. And then we're helping you to secure your property. So we'll go to the people under the systematic title registration. We also have a paper delivered by GIZ on successful organizational transformation. Yes. We are in a technological age.
Of course.
But people will drive that technology. And if you don't have the right frame of people to drive the technology, you will not be able to get to your destination. We also spoke about new innovations by the revenue board to ensure that leakages are blocked, and also the new reforms that they've been able to bring to ensure that people don't duplicate or people don't forge the receipts that they generate. And the chairman was there and he gave us a wonderful breakdown on what they have been doing as a board to ensure that things work seamlessly. We also spoke about the time is now vision as far as lands and survey is concerned. What are the things that the vision of the governor encapsulates as far as land administration is concerned. And we had the DG Research, Dr. Sam Godong, who spoke very eloquently and very well and briefed the ministry on how we can cascade the time is now vision as far as the Ministry of Lands and Survey is concerned. We also look at some of the revenue lines that we have not tapped in the ministry. And I think with what we have seen so far, we are just implementing less than 60% of the things that we are supposed to do in terms of revenue generation. We also spoke about the general overview of the Just Master Plan. You will recall that in 1975, we had the Dogzat Master Plan,
yes,
which didn't see the light of the day. We had the Fola Consult in 2008 to 2022. But it will also interest you to note that the Fola Consult has not been domesticated. It has not been passed into law. And then we have from now to 2025, just a year. So the Greater Jos Master Plan needs to be reviewed, and then we'll ensure that we follow it up so that it can be passed into law. We spoke about data protection and privacy. It's key because the present GIS, of course, requires data. How do we protect people from hacking into our systems? And we also spoke extensively on that. We dealt with the issue of emotional intelligence in developing entrepreneurial skills. And you know, emotional intelligence is the topic for now as far as dealing with the emotions of people. We deal with the customers, we also deal with complicated issues, and we need emotional intelligence to be able to do that.
Okay.
We also spoke about teamwork, and it will interest you to note that my ministry has three key departments. Operational departments, the land administration, survey, and also town planning. And these are all professional agencies. So we must ensure that we develop the spirit of teamwork so that they can come together to work in synergy to reduce areas of tension and conflicts. And finally, you will discover that the Ministry of Lands is one ministry that I keep losing on a monthly basis, people going as a result of retirement. And we've been adversely affected. And
when it comes to employment?
When it comes to, no, retirement.
Retirement. So those people retired, have they been replaced?
No, not yet.
Okay.
But we are thinking of doing a needs assessment so that we'll be able to pass to government to tell them the required tasks we need. But in the retreat, what we decided to do is to train them on the retirement plans so that eventually if they leave, they'll be able to have something doing without having complications. So briefly, that was what we discussed from 22nd to 25th of February.
All right. I think, of course, numerous discussions we actually done there. But let's talk about data. For the data now, because it seems, you know, the ministry over time, they really have data of people who actually own lands. And this is somehow because some of the people who have lands on the plateau, probably in Jos, some of them are actually indigents, and some were inheritances from their probably father or probably a generation or something. And now it has gotten to them now. And they actually feel they don't need to do anything. Let's talk about that before we get back to the reforms. Now, do you have the actual data of the people who are landowners on the plateau?
Yeah, those who have registered, yes, we do. For Arofo, we have about 80,000.
Okay.
Certificate of occupancy, I think we've been able to move it up to about 63,000. I made it at 62. So if we've added 1,200, it means we're at around 63,200. So what we've been able to do is to, like I said, the systematic title registration will be able to take care of those people who have not been captured to ensure that at least our people take benefit of the reforms in the ministry to get their own title.
All right, before we get to the Surveyor General, I still want to ask you, because I know you might not be ending this program with us, probably 15 minutes to you might be joining them in Government House.
Exactly.
Quickly, let me just ask you this one. in our discussion before we came on air, you actually said some of the discussions you had in Abuja,
yes,
some of them actually have been applied here on the plateau.
Yes.
Why some are new to the plateau? Exactly. Can we know those ones that have been applied on the plateau?
Yeah, those ones that have been applied on the plateau is the GIS I'm talking about.
All right.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we've not been able to upgrade the present platform that we have.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we have lost some of the services that are embedded in that platform. So for the past 8 years, I keep saying it, for the past 8 years, we've not been able to add anything on the GIS platform. The GIS platform we're using is the same with what Lagos is using. Lagos has transformed its own, and it is fully operational now. But we still have teething problems.
So what is delaying us?
The delay is the upgrade, and
okay,
that is what we're doing. Part of what we discuss in the retreat is how to upgrade. But on our own, we've been able to use our own local innovations to see how we can provide some of the functions outside the platform, but which ordinarily the platform will have provided, but because there was no upgrade, the platform shut some services down. For example, if we needed to send a demand notice, usually you print it and then you deliver the demand notice manually. But there are people who have email addresses. So why do you have to take that demand notice to somebody who has already had an email address? So what we've been able to do is to integrate with the system. And presently, we're sending demand notices via email for those who have
emails.
So these are some of the things that we met on ground, but they are marrowbone, but we're trying to see how we can
revive them.
Yes. Then,
so what about those ones that are new to the plateau?
Yeah, the ones that are new to the plateau is the systematic tattoo registration that I'm talking about.
Okay.
Hitato, people will have to approach the office. And then we also spoke about one-stop shop, which we intend to also establish in the next 1 month. What do I mean by one-stop shop? A situation where you need to file your application. After filing your application and everything is okay, they will ask you to pay. After payment, it moves to the land officer. After land officer, it moves to the Survey General. And the Survey General, of course, is expected to have checked the site plan first. But it will still move to him from the Survey General to town planning.
Hmm.
And town planning will require you to come so that you take them to the site for them to see how the land is, whether access roads have been provided or not. So what we want to do now is to establish a one-stop shop. This is new to Plateau in Lands, Ministry of Lands, where all the stakeholders within the ministry will be at a beck and call. So as you file your application, revenue, Board of
Land Revenue
is also there to take your payment. Lands is also there to start the processing.
Mm.
Survey is also there at that spot. You don't need to move out of the ministry.
Mm.
And then town planning is also ready to go and see the place so that you come back and write their report. And after the report, what next? We issue with a right of occupancy. So you discover that once we are able to put this in place, getting an RFO will be a thing of 7 days.
Mm.
7 days highest. You've got in your RFO.
Okay, speaking about reviewing the Greater Jos Master Plan, my question to you would be what your collaboration with the JMDB is to implement that, and also other government organizations to make sure that these processes are as seamless and as possible, because hearing from your data collection, we still need to increase the number of persons who need their lands and properties documented.
Seriously. I agree with you. If you take an enumeration of the houses in Jos North alone, there are quite a number of houses.
Mm.
And you can imagine if you can just target 100,000, target 150,000 in Jos South, cumulatively target like 200,000 houses in all the local governments,
we'll
have been talking about 350,000.
Thereabout. Mm-hmm.
If we're at 62,000 now, and we're able to achieve that in 2 years, you can imagine the amount of revenue that will come into government.
Mm.
But for the Greater Jos Master Plan, yes, we are working in clusters. We're working in synergy with GNDB. We've been having meetings. We've been working together with even Ministry of Housing and Urban Development. All the key ministries. And in proposing a new Greater Jos Master Plan, we intend to engage the stakeholders. You know, the traditional rulers also, they're also key in this project. We also involve all the relevant professional bodies that we have to be able to develop a robust Jos Master Plan that will stand the test of time. So certainly, we're engaging. We're engaging and we'll continue to engage.
All right.
Surveyor General, let me come to you quickly. I know one way or the other, you were also part of, the meeting in Abuja. And one way or the other, you actually been talked to at the same time when it comes to your own job as a Surveyor General. So far, on the plateau, what has been the level of survey that has taken place in previous years compared to now? What will you say? Because I know you've been in the ministry for quite a long time. So tell us the statistics first before we get into the reforms and how it affects your Surveyor General, you as a Surveyor General, and how it can impact Plateau State in general also.
Thank you for that question. Before now, initially, we accept site plan in the office. You bring in a site plan, and then it is accepted, processed, you get an RFO, and then subsequently, you now apply for the proper survey. Sometimes in 2010,
yes,
that process was stopped, because if you are talking of the statistics, mm-hmm. you discover that most of the time, once people get their RFO, they don't come for the final survey again. They just, use the site plan, and most of the site plans that comes around, they don't have any spatial context. That is, they are not tied to a particular location. And so, now, by 2010, that process was stopped. As you come into the ministry with your document, you come in with your final survey. So from that time up to this time, most of the application that comes in, or let me say all the application that comes in with their final survey. And so statistically, I can say that surveying in terms of property survey, that is cadastra, is waxing, strong on the plateau.
All right, like a lot of people still might not really know what survey means. All they actually want to do is get their plots of land and start building houses for themselves and their children, probably for retirement plan and or for purpose of renting out or something. It depends. But can we just know, like on a lighter note, can you explain why we need to survey? Why there is need for a proper survey to actually take place in this ministry? I mean, for individuals.
Yeah, that's a very good question. When you take out survey, what we have in the ministry would be land information system. Now, when you bring in survey, that ties the property to a particular location. And that is the geographic aspect of it. When you talk about GIS,
yes.
When you're talking about geographic information system, you bring in the coordinates, that is the lapnum, let me put it in that larger, context of the property. So the moment you don't bring in survey, you just have land information where you're talking about the person's information, talking about your biodata, your name, sex, age and all that. But the moment you carry out survey, you are now tying that particular property to a specific location, because the entire state is represented on a map. So when you take a surveyor to the site and show him your property, what the surveyor does is to carry out survey, that is, he does observation, he shows you the coordinates, or he brings in the coordinate of that particular, location. So once that is done, it is plotted and is checked in the office, then
Of course, those who do digitizing, once they digitize, they are fixing the property in that particular location, as it were. And so that is the necessity of survey. Once you don't do that, definitely, you could say that your property is just flying. You just have, information concerning yourself.
All right. Let's talk about the reforms that took place in Abuja right now. How does it really affect the surveying plans, in Nigeria completely? Let's talk about the plateau, probably just with the JOS master plan that we have on ground. How does it affect or play a role, in us achieving the greater JOS master plan?
That's a good question. Really, I think the basic thing that I will talk about here is the systematic land titling registration. What we have currently is the applicant coming to government.
Mm-hmm.
And that means it's dependent on a number of issues, whether or not the person is informed, he's aware of the fact that he needs to survey his property or not. And so his coming to register depends on whether he's informed. And what government wants to do with the systematic land titling is now going into the field out there to coordinate those properties and then issue title to the people. And so that means more people will be captured into our database. And of course, that would translate to revenue to government. So basically, the systematic land titling will, in fact, reach out to many as far as surveying is concerned and, what the retreat stands to achieve.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, so we've listened to you speak about generating revenue from these processes. My question will now be, what are the penalties that would be in place for defaulters?
Penalties?
Yes.
Well, what we do in lands and survey, once you're issued, let's say a demand notice for ground rent, and you don't, pay. Somehow, someday, definitely, the person will come requiring, something for the office to do. And once you come with such requests, before we attend to you, all those payments, have to be done.
So that means everything is going to be properly documented and accounted for so that your records are in place whenever you come to the office.
Yes.
Okay, I just want to ask this. There are people who actually feel they have nothing to do with the Ministry of Lands and Survey, especially when the land is an inherited one. They go ahead, they build their land and forget about everything. It stays for 30, 40 years till after they die, the land is still there, everything is still in place. Now, for such people now that might be having such feeling, I just want to ask something small. How do you think, because they are still defaulters, how do you get to reach out to them? Because you don't actually wait for them to come all the time. How do you reach out to them, telling them these things you've done are wrong? Because from your statistics, the number of people we have on the plateau, or in JOS especially, are way more than what we have. Landowners on plateau are way more than those that we have. It means people who have done the survey on their lands are not as high as the number we expect them to be. Now, how do you get to enforce or enact this law on people to make sure that to make it necessary that if you are doing this without our notice, you are on your own and whatever befalls you actually will be your own problem and we are not giving you a dime, like a single dime or a single kobo, whenever these punishments have been done? How do you reach out to them? Are there advocacy programs, or are they reach outs or people who go out to do this for you every time?
Very good question. Well, I will stem this on the part of still the issue of maybe I'll call it ignorance. Because if you have your inherited property and you document it, it gives it more value. Now, like I said, before the systematic land titling that we're talking about now, most of the time, people have to come to us for documentation.
Mm-hmm.
But with the systematic land tightening, of course, it's not going to select whether or not this is an inherited property or not. We'll all move in, capture all the information that we need to capture, and then the person definitely will have to be, you know, in our database. This information will be in our database. So I think when the systematic land tightening starts, though it's capital intensive, but definitely that's the way forward. That's the best we can to, you know, bring a lot of people into our database. So that will address that issue that you just raised.
All right. I think at this point, let's get to hear from individuals who might be trying to make their call, their decision or thoughts, probably ask questions, on the program. We have the Honorable Commissioner Peter Gay with us this morning to discuss issues involving the reforms that are taking place in the land sector. And, of course, Surveyor General of the Ministry of Land, Survey and Town Planning, that Tagwe Sati Sunday, is also seated here with us in the studio. We've been having, this conversation with them. At this point, we open the phone lines.
Yes, we will. And just as a reminder to all of our listeners, that calls made into the studio and comments on our Facebook page are solely opinions of the callers or the commentators and not properties of JFM. 0905566699 or 0812187777. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Okay, please do well to call us back 0905566699 or 0812187777, or you can head to our Facebook page at JFM Live and drop your comments or your questions, and we'll do well to ask. And someone here is asking, how can I register my land? Well, I believe that question has been answered, but if you're listening, we're going to reiterate it. Pay a visit to the land's office. Okay, let's take this call. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. Hello, all right. I think your network, there's a glitch there. You can do well to still reach us. Someone asked a question, a very sensitive one.
Yes.
Last time we were here, you actually said, there is this website.
Website, yeah.
Yes, the ministry are working upon and making sure this will be easy for people.
Exactly.
So for now, has anyone actually registered through that platform?
No. The platform needs to be upgraded.
Okay.
For now, what we have is an information platform. Just like the caller or the person just asked a question, if you go to our website, plateaustate.pledges.gov.ng, I thank God you tried it that day and it opened.
Exactly.
So you'll be able to see all the requirements for registration and other informations that you need to get. We're still uploading more informations on the database. But let me quickly add to what the Surveyor General has said. This issue of putting coordinates and also checking the plans before a final registration has assisted tremendously in reducing issues surrounding encroachments. And I can assure you, and I can tell you authoritatively, that issues of encouragement have reduced by about 95%, which hitherto was not the case. The systematic title registration, of course, your co-presenter asked about whether there are penalties. Of course, no, because this is a policy that will benefit the individual. Once you have a title, you have money in your hands.
For every law, there is a lawbreaker.
Yes, we wouldn't want to get to that extent, because somebody can tell you, I don't have the money to register.
Okay.
And you know, this is a government-friendly parastatals, and also the governor is one who came on the popular mandate of the people. So we wouldn't want to do something that will add more hardship. So this time around, it will be persuasive. But there are other policies that we will embark upon that possibly will need an executive order to be able to implement it. And I want to sincerely thank the governor for looking at the plight of the Plateau people. You recall that late last year, he gave an approval for 50% waiver. And that 50% waiver is expiring on the 15th of March.
Okay.
So I'm calling on all prospective debtors of the ministry to make hay and come and pay, because on the 15th of March, we don't know what will happen. The governor can still extend it. he can decide to say no. For example, there are some payments that did not enjoy that 50%. So we wouldn't know the ones that will be added this time. So it's good to pay on time so that you not be caught in that web.
All right, let's take this call quickly. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Hello? All right, still, I think...
The network glitch right there.
I think is, of course, our engineers will try to see what they can do to fix this whole problem. Okay, yes. As much as we are waiting, okay, Surveyor General, you have something to say quickly.
Yes, in fact, on the issue of overlap, you know, before now, most of the survey we do then, we tie them to, you know, passive survey points. Most of the you find them on hills. And so surveyors do what we call resection. And, you know, from there you can just carry out your survey or you go on a properties beacon and then you use it to carry out your survey. And, you know, those methods and processes, you know, have some errors that are inherent in them.
All right.
And so, with the coming in of new technology, it has helped us tremendously.
All
because
right.
we make use of differential GPS, you know, equipment to carry out our survey. So that has seriously reduced the issue of overlap.
All right. Okay. Let's get back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. This is Sunday from Bukuru.
Good morning, Sunday.
Welcome.
Surveyor, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, sir. How's work?
Fine, well done.
So I want to inquire.
Please go ahead. He's listening.
Sunday, we can hear you. Go ahead. Just go ahead.
People that encroach government property, like land, and build on it, what are the government doing about it?
All right.
Okay. I'm sure your question will be responded to. Thank you for joining the conversation.
That, of course, we'll surely take more calls before you know we attend to those questions. Or if not, okay, let's take this one quickly before we get back to you, Commissioner. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Mr. Richard.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Israel, I'm calling you from Shaka.
Israel, good to hear you.
Yes, my question to your guest is, why is it so difficult to get land titles, especially in Plateau State? I've been involved in one, and the process is so cumbersome, and at times you don't know what creates the delay. You can even get frustrated at times to even abandon everything. So is it not possible to have a one-stop shop where at every point, at every stage, you take the amount that is required and do what is required? Rather than look for an agent that you have to pay, and he will be protecting the paper for you. Even with that, it takes months, even years. You don't even get your document. You even get tired and even leave it. Several people have met the same thing. They have. It's not as if they don't have the resources to do it, or they are not willing to do it. But the process is so frustrating that you get discouraged and you lose interest. Thank you.
Right. Thank you so much, Israel. I think we have two questions. Maybe that's maybe the questions can be tackled before more calls come.
Yes,
yeah,
please.
Yeah. Let me just respond. Encroachment on government land, what is the government doing? Of course, this is a very responsive government. And I want to assure the caller that in the next 3 weeks, definitely something will happen. We've had cases where people just enter government lands and build. We have cases where setbacks are not maintained. And these issues are definitely going to be addressed. We have issues where people just build without even environmental impact assessment. Mm. And I can assure you government is taking a definite stand on that. On the issue of prolonged registration, I have addressed it here. And I've said we have improved. And of course, change is ultimate, but it's a process that we must be patient. And by the grace of God, we'll get it there. I have said it here that our folks now, they don't take up to 3 months and CFO. But I want the caller, please, if you are listening to me, is the Honorable Commissioner that is speaking. Can you kindly come to the office 9 o'clock on Wednesday? Please insist. Insist you want to see the Honorable Commissioner. And if your application, all things being equal, I can assure you that within 1 week, you go home with your title. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. We do hope that he listened to your response.
Of course, for him to have called, he probably is listening.
Yes, definitely.
All right. So, let's take this call quickly. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, my brother.
Good morning.
Good morning, guest in the house.
Good morning.
My name is Kingsley Barnabas.
All right.
Good morning, Kingsley.
I want to get the papers for my own land. But the tonton they are doing is too much. So, you know, money doesn't live with somebody. I may have money now. Budget this money, I want to use it, I do this. At last, when I go there, the tonton is too much. Before, you know, once in a while, I'll spend the money. At last, I'll be reluctant. You understand?
Yes.
So how can I do it now? Let's say I have the money and I want to register my land. So who is the right person that I'll be? Because when you go to the land that's there, the tonton will be too much for you. The going and call and say if I'm going to the police station, the scene will be tired. So I want to know the right person that I'll meet that will be. This is your task. This is what I want to say. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. So that they will give me the papers for the land. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for joining the conversation.
Okay. Xavier General, you want to respond?
Okay. I want to respond to the last caller.
Yes,
okay.
Please.
Please, anytime you need something in lands and survey, come to the customer service and make your inquiry.
Yes.
If you call people out there and then you're getting stories, then you're getting it from the wrong people. But when you come to the ministry, you'll definitely be told what to do. So if anybody is turning you, I want to believe you didn't get the right person who, you know, give you the necessary.
Yeah, let me also add that we've been having issues of touts hanging around the ministry. So it may not be my staff. It may be as a result of touts. But what we want to do as a ministry to be able to streamline some of these things is very soon we're thinking of embarking on accreditation. So that we can only deal with the correct professionals to assess the facilities in the ministry. So, my brother, please, if you are hearing me again, kindly come 8:30, see the commissioner. We'll put you through, and I can assure you, in less than 3 months, you have your right of occupancy. Thank you.
All right.
I think a lot of the land issues, for me, I just want to know how long will it take to upgrade the website for people to have easy access. Either, you know, because some people actually seen this as a way of sending money from people and, of course, getting money for themselves, not for the ministry. But let's take this call before we get back to that. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
All right. I think there's a little glitch there. Do you want to call back, please? Now, let's get back to you, Honorable Commissioner, back to that question.
Yeah. You know, like I told you, the GIS platform we're operating has not been upgraded.
Yes.
But the system is configured in such a way that you can register your title from the comfort of your house. And part of what we've decided to do on the website is to also incorporate that provision. With time, we'll get there. But for now, it's an information platform. And let me also say that to upgrade the present GIS requires a lot of money. But we have agreed that we're going to take it in phases. And possibly one of the second phase we'll take is the issue of a portal upgrade so that from the comfort of your house, you can, but presently, let me say it. Presently, you can download our forms online.
Okay,
it's there in the website. Download it all in the website. Once you download it, fill it and bring it. Once you bring it, at the point of filing, you will now pay for the forms, and the form is 5,000. I also want to discourage people. Honestly, make sure you do the payment yourself. Don't give any staff money to pay for you. Don't give a tout money to pay for you. The revenue board has made the payment platform so friendly And if you have difficulties, of course, we have their representative within the ministry. Or you can even go to the Plateau State Inland Revenue Service, which is also close to us, for you to be able to get the appropriate payment. Otherwise, of recent, we have had situations where we've seen some adulteration of receipts, fake receipts, and we're dealing with it. We're dealing with it. For now, we're calling on those who registered without proper payment to make sure that they pay government the required money. There are a lot of certificate of occupancies that we are holding now because the payments couldn't be verified. But as soon as the people make the necessary payments, we'll release their certificate of occupancy.
All right. I think let's get back to the phone lines. And I know you're about to leave us quickly.
Yes.
Hello. Yeah. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Welcome
Tell
to
us
the
your
program.
Name.
I greet all of you.
Thank you. Tell us your name and your location.
Okay, my name is Godwin. I'm calling from here.
All right.
Okay, Godwin, quickly. Please go ahead.
I want to ask the Honorable Commissioner, sir, how much does it cost to get a CFO?
Okay. Godwin, thank you for that question. If you can access our website, we have a table of payments. And payment of CFO depends on which area you are. People in Refi will, of course, pay higher. And then you don't expect somebody in Rukubaro to pay the same with somebody in Refi. So it varies. But come to the ministry, we have more than sufficient information, even pamphlets, that contains the schedule of payments that you can also get free of charge. But you can access our website and you get the table of payments accordingly.
Okay. Where is the ministry located?
Okay, the ministry is located, if you know Equa headquarters, just behind Equa headquarters, the zonal office of Ministry of Mineral Resources. These are cluster organizations that are close to us.
Yes.
This one by Central Bank.
Yes, exactly. Close to Central Bank, too.
All right. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you very much.
Hope that's been cleared. All right, Honorable Commissioner, I know you'll be taking
yes,
leave shortly.
Yes.
And before you go, let's just hear from you. We'll be here with the Surveyor General.
Okay,
just
thank
a
you.
Word from you, the final words to the people.
Yeah, my final words to the people of Plateau State is that government is doing well. Government is using your resources well. And you are seeing it on ground. Government needs also money to also do more. Please ensure that you pay your ground rents. Very soon, we have obtained motorcycles. People will be going around to serve you with demand notices. It's not a penalty. It's something that adds value to your land. For those who have not yet registered, please, things have changed in the ministry. We've changed the orientation of the staff. They're more friendly now. They're more customer-friendly. Please feel free. And in the event that you do not get the service that you require, please insist. I always say insist on seeing the commissioner. And by the grace of God, we will listen to your problems and solve it accordingly. Thank you.
All right. The ever-working Commissioner for Lands and Survey. Not to forget town planning also. Honorable Peter Agay, thank you for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you.
Yes, yeah, so we'll have to continue with the Surveyor General. That's another person, but Surveyor Tagwe Sati with us in the studio. Once again, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wish you all the best in your meeting with the governor.
Yes.
All right.
All right. We do have a question here on our Facebook page, and it says, good morning, presenters and our guest. I have a land in Mangu local government. Can I register it here in Jos?
Yes. The answer is yes.
Okay.
And how does it go about it from Mangu to Jos?
We have area offices.
Okay.
And what the caller needs to do is, once the property is surveyed and then all the other accompanying documents are ready.
Yes.
That is the change of ownership, the sales agreement for somebody who has purchased from maybe a customary owner or whichever is the means of purchase, whether customary or gifted. Once those documents are ready with his survey plan, he can submit it in the
area office. Okay.
Once he submits it, they will do all the inspection and all that is required, then they'll forward same to the headquarters.
All right. Yes. Let's take this call. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Welcome to the program. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
I'm Mercy from Wilson.
Okay, Mercy, please go ahead.
I wanted to ask just a question.
Yes, please.
This ground rent payment, is it just meant for undeveloped properties or buildings like houses that have already been developed? Because some years back, we had to pay a ground rent for one of our land that was in contention. So I want to know, do you need to also pay for properties that have been developed or just for undeveloped properties? And I want to say, if you're doing a good job, you are good.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm sure your question will be attended to the issue of ground rent. Is it just for undeveloped or including developed properties?
Ground rent is for whether developed or undeveloped property. As long as you have your title, whether you've developed the land or not, it is expected that you pay your ground rent.
Okay. So it doesn't matter at all whether developed or, but the price is the same.
No, they are not.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, the location, the size, you know, really affects.
They are all determining factors for the amount that is to be paid.
In fact, the use also is one of the factors.
Okay.
If it is commercial, definitely it is expected that it will attract more, you know, more money.
Yes. It's different from if it is residential.
Exactly, yes.
All right. Okay. Well, let's still see if time permits us to take some more calls. 0905566699 or 0812187777. Or you can go to our Facebook page at JFM Live to drop your comments on the topic of discussion.
All right, still talking about the issue involving lands. Now let's talk about town planning, how you've been able to work with, other ministries, departments, and even agencies, the MDAs on the plateau so far, because the GMDB has their own plan already, and from what we actually saw, there are buildings that are actually coming, you know, springing up on the plateau, and of course, some of them are springing up in the wrong places, because there's a master plan. Now, let me quickly ask you this question, then we'll go to the phone lines, and you come back to answer all of them. How effective has it been, you working with GMDB over the years? But let's take, okay, I think the call has dropped. It has actually dropped. Let's get back to you. Now, how effective has that been, you working together with GMDB and probably Ministry of Housing and Urban Planning? How has that actually been in place for now? Because when you sell land, it seems you don't know what they're buying the land for.
Really, that's really a problem. When you talk about buildings springing up, you know, places where probably they are not supposed to. We have a department, that's the town planning department. And of course, the town planners know, have information about the master plan, even though that has not been signed into law. But then they have that at the back of their mind, so they know what use or what purpose, you know, some of these places have actually been placed or allocated. And so, once they go for inspection, they take a look at all those before they grant permit or not. And it is when an applicant obtains an ROFO or COFO, that's when he approaches GMDB. So it is expected that all the necessary, you know, professionals have actually, you know, looked at whether or not that property is to be given, you know, a go ahead based on the purpose for which the applicant applied. If you see buildings springing up in areas where they are not supposed to, I want to say that most of them have not really obtained the necessary documentation. They're just illegal structures.
All right. Do you have any collaboration with community leaders in some of these parts?
For now, I wouldn't say yes. No, for now, I don't.
Yeah, because I've seen communities challenging some people.
Yes.
You know, why are you building this? Did you meet the community leader before doing this? Is that proper to you? I mean, from the angle of the ministry now.
People do come to the office, you know, to report certain development that they feel is not
right.
Proper. Yes. And then, of course, the office will now swing into action. And most of the times, you discover that there were no proper documentation. You know.
All right. Well, this is the size of the package this morning when it comes to Let's Talk. And, of course, the wrap-up for it on the morning, Jay, on GFM 101.9. Justice. Many thanks, Solicitor General, for joining us on the show this morning. And of course, many thanks to the Honorable Commissioner Peter Gay. Honorable Peter Gay, who actually came through, also left us a few minutes back. And of course, I believe some of your questions, or all of your questions, has been answered, so long you were able to call on the show to express your concern. And of course, those who dropped their messages also, it was also able, they were able to answer your questions.
Yes.
Okay. This is the size, like I said. I am Richard Bado. With me has been
Naomi Karim. Thank you very much for joining us. Just stay tuned to J101.9 FM. The news comes to you at 10 a.m.
Thank you for listening to JFM Podcast.